Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's, show. I just had a big thing of water. I wanted to make sure I drank before we started the show, and I guess I didn't finish gulping, so sorry about that. But welcome to today. It is Thursday, and it's Dream Theme Thursday, and we have so many dreams. I hope I make it through them all. They're awesome because I know the people who are sending them, you know, it's funny, the people who send them and then send them again and then send them again and I get used to, like, their dream world, it's amazing to see how much we grow and how our dreams change over time. And probably for you, too, over time, the things you used to think about, the things you used to dream about that maybe even scared you and now, you know, don't even faze you for some reason or any reason. So it's really interesting all the different things that happen. But as you guys grow, we grow. But I do have a dream from Marco today from the Netherlands. And he said, this is his dream, and I have to start now because I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dreams. So we're going for it, guys. So, dear Nadia, I had a dream, and I only remember the last part of it. I was in the sky at a very high level in a half-open cabin. In front of me, inside a door opening there, was a robot which looked awful. The eyes of it looked like horizontal stripes. It felt really afraid. I could see clearly that it was a combat robot and that it was designed to capture and kill people. I was standing outside of the cabin and I talked to it. I said that if it would attack me, I would try to stop it. I had a gun. The robot told me that I could try and it told me to make the first move. It was not moving. It was waiting. I knew that my weapon could not stop it and that it would also attack me anyway. It gave me just a few seconds profit. I think that meant like before it. I realized that I had not much time and I decided to jump out of the cabin, which was very high in the air. I fell down, but the robot jumped also and it came after me. I realized that I had done the right thing. It was better to jump and to fall down in the sky instead of being hurt by the robot. The last thing that I remember that the robot tried to do was to catch me, and then I woke up. With all my love, Marco. Marco, pay attention to this dream because what it's telling you is your worst fear isn't real. Your worst fear cannot even find you, let alone catch up to you. And the only reason why it's still alive is because you think it's there, but it's not there. The fact that you knew how to best protect yourself in your dream lets you know that whatever fears you've been holding on to, that they are not there. And the bigger question is to ask yourself why you hold on to that particular fear. Because having, you know, the scariest thing you could imagine chase you where there's inevitable death because it's a robot. It's not a person. You cannot convince it. You cannot tell it what it can do or can't do. It's a robot. It's only going to do what it's programmed to do, which is fear. Fear only does what it's programmed to do. Fear's biggest job is to rob us of our lives. So imagine that you had this robot that is feelingless, that's ugly, wanting to kill you, and there's sudden death, but guess who didn't die in the dream? You didn't die in the dream. Fear cannot ultimately take our lives. It's too weak. The only power fear has is the power we give it. You were willing to jump into the sky, free fall, over letting fear kill you in your dream. So the other thing your dream is telling you is that you have the strength already. It's not coming tomorrow or the next day or a week from now or a year from now. Today, you have the strength to face your worst fear. What's most amazing about this dream is that you only remember the last part of it because that's all you needed to remember. Whatever built up to take you to that place, the only thing that was important enough for you to feel and to hear and to see and to fight and to face was invisible fear. It has a hold on you and on your life in one way or another, but not for long, because once you start having dreams like this, something happens in your psyche that starts to allow you to see what you fear for what it is. It's like almost like the beginning of the foundation. You might run into situations in real life that kind of bring it up and you have to face it. And then you just kind of live your life, you know, and you're going along your business. And then something else might happen or a thought might come in and you'd be like, oh, yeah. And then you'd start putting it together and then it formulates into a thought. And that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening right now is you are ready to face whatever it is that's in your life. I have a feeling I could see one part of it, and I hope you don't mind if I share that with you. I could see it in my mind, and so I know that that's what it is, but it's actually interacting with other people, not friends in that, but, you know, you're ready to cross the line and really meet somebody, really open up, but you have to feel like you're good enough. And that big, ugly monster is in your way because it debilitates you. Because, you know, sometimes when we want something, we don't know how to act. But this dream is telling you how to act. It's telling you that, you know, jump from the plane. Jump from the cabin. Jump from the sky. You don't need a safety net. All you have to do in that world is try. And if you just let someone know they mean something to you, then they can tell you if you mean the same thing back to them. And if you do, then you guys can get to know each other better. And if you don't, then that wasn't the person. And it's hard on guys because, you know, people still kind of wait for the guy to take notice and ask, even though they say women and say we can do this and we can do that or, you know, whatever we do for a partner or how we get to know somebody. But in this case, it's, you know, when we're dealing with shyness, that's like the third person in the room because now you have to shut the shyness down to be able to kind of articulate yourself the way you want to. But instead of thinking of the whole thing, like you have to jump from the whole plane and, you know, without a net on the ground, just think of it as let's have lunch. Or let's have coffee. You never know. Sometimes people will be like, okay, and you might be so shocked because you're expecting all this stuff because you're so far into your head. And that's another thing this dream is giving you, is that you are so far into your head that everything is this scary, this big, this hard. But it actually isn't. It's hard when we think it's hard, and that goes true for anything. And it's doable when we think it's doable. And it's easy when we believe it's easy. It's amazing when we know it's going to be amazing. All that comes. But the best part about life is that while you're here, you get to try whatever you want. There is no monster trying to stop you or kill you if you do. And you already found out you have the strength to face it. So now let's run with that. And what I love about Marco's dream is he sent it last week, but he sent it through my email. And sometimes my email boxes are so crowded, or the inbox on Facebook is so crowded, that if I don't actually know the name, or if I get so many emails that it's below that line that you can actually see what you got, I'll miss it. And then I found it after the show, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But you had to wait a whole week to know. But honestly, pay attention to what you think you can do, what you think you can have, what you think is in your life, as opposed to what you could have, what you could do, what is in your life. Because you can do anything you see anyone else do. It's not special to them. And it's not that you don't deserve it, you don't know how to have it, whatever it is. You've been ready. I've felt that for a long time. And now your dreams are helping you along, kind of pushing you along. So thank you so much for bringing that one to my attention, because I don't like to read the dreams before I do the show. It's much more fun for me to get it while I'm reading it. So thank you for sending that, and good luck. Keep us posted, and just try. Just try. My next dream is from Eliana, and she says, Dear Nadia, if you have time for this Thursday, I'm hoping you can interpret a dream I had. Oh, shoot. I'd like to remain anonymous. Okay, so Eliana, I won't read that one until a time when I could do it, like probably next week or the week after or the week after that, if you don't mind, because it is to remain anonymous. The other thing is I could also send it to you, one of the two, because I don't want to put you out there. See, I need to read at least the first line first. Live and learn. Here we go. So I have this one from Maureen, and it was on our page, so I know it's not anonymous. But Dear Dream Theme Thursday, in the dream, I am living in a house in the downtown area. In real life, this is the area where my daughter now lives with her boyfriend. So anyway, in the dream, I look at Alex sleeping, and she has our big lion sleeping with her head on the bed. I'm not scared of the lion, but I start thinking, oh no, what will people think? It's a very strong feeling of worrying what other people will think, and that they will think having a lion is dangerous. So I go to the kitchen and the lion follows me. I am thinking I will let it out. But there are so many cases of empty bottles in the front of the door that I felt it was too much work to get to the door. Also, as I look out the door window, it's nighttime, I start thinking, oh, I cannot let it out. It might kill things. And when I say things, I was thinking little animals, even mice, which in real life I do care about. I also don't want to face the ramifications of the lion killing things. I instinctively knew that there was a lioness in the basement. Then I woke up, and since and because you interpreted my last lion dream, I have a feeling I understand this one a bit. My lion energy and powers focused on Alex right now. If you have any other insights, that would be great. Thank you so much. Well, Maureen, okay, so you want to protect your daughter? And that's what you're focused on right now, or your energy and your power is to be there for Alex. But your dream was actually about you and about the decisions that you can make, how clear you are about making decisions, even about something that might be dangerous or too big for other people to get. You get it. You know what you're doing. And this dream, it's interesting because, you know, you're talking about a lion. You're not talking about a cat. You're talking about the biggest cat in the world, the king of the jungle. And that's your pet in your dream. And you know that it will scare other people. You know it will eat the little things. You know that it has the potential to wreak havoc on other things in the world. You know all of that. And yet you're treating it like it is a cat, because you're not scared of it. Whatever's going on in your life, you have let go of a lot of the things that normally stop you. This is amazing because your dream and Marco's robot dream both coincide with letting go. His was seeing the scariest robot and defying energy and still being alive to say, well, I jumped in the sky. I knew I was going to fall, but he never said I would die. Not once did he say I was going to die. Nope. And now your dream, you're walking around with a lion. You're not scared of it, but you're more worried about what other people will think about the lion than you being scared of the lion, because you knew you could handle the lion because you could handle yourself. Think about that. You could handle yourself in any situation. You and Marcos are on the same track. You knew enough how to protect that lion, which is even huger, if that's a word. You protected the lion from itself. You knew its instincts, which tells me you know your own. My question to you is, what is it that you want to do that you aren't doing right now? What is it? You have the capability. You have the strength. You have the understanding what's going on around you. And I'll tell you what's holding you back is your belief in you. You see yourself as one way, and it's really hard for you to see yourself in another way. But the fact that you can have a lion as a pet tells you that you have grown to the point in your life, in your mind, of becoming fearless, not fearful, fearless. And you know you can handle more than what you're doing, but you just got used to not handling more than you want to. Now it's a question of wanting to or not wanting to, not capable or not capable. Just keep reminding yourself today that, wow, I had a lion as a pet, and I was so sure of that lion that I let it sleep at the bed of my own daughter, and I was not scared. I knew my daughter would be okay. What does that tell you? That tells you that the people around you are okay with your growth, as long as you're okay with your growth. Think about that. Sometimes we are scared to change because we know it will change our environment. We know it will change our world. So we don't want to grow. We think, but if I do that, then what will my daughter do? What will my son do? How will my house take care of itself? How will this happen? How will that happen? We start going through all this stuff, and then we just think, it's just easier to stay the same. Who has a lion for a pet? And who on earth would let a lion sleep on a bed with our children? Unless all we knew was that the strength of that lion was something we trusted. And you do trust yourself. You trust yourself enough to trust something that big and know that you can handle it. If there's anything I would do today, if I were you, was instead of for any iota of a minute think about what I couldn't do, I'd start looking at what I could do. Because we all have a long list as long as of our arms of things we can't do or don't do. But 90% of the times the things we can't do or don't do are things we don't care about. But there's those few things that we find in life that excite us and that we enjoy and that we love and that we want and that we feel. Chase those things. We were taught to worry about everything we don't have. Who cares? There's so much that we do have. And the stuff we do have is what drives our souls to make us want to do more of it. That excites us. We can't wait till we wake up in the morning to do it. When we sleep at night, we think about it. We wake up again and we want to do more and our brain is like tied in and we want to feel it. But sometimes when we focus on pain, we just feel pain really good. But we don't have to. We never did have to. Never forget, you have a lion as a pet, the king of the jungle, the scariest animal on earth that could devour anyone. And a human would just be a snack. And instead, it's your pet. Talk about harnessed strength. That was in your dream. Enjoy the fruits of this dream today. Focus on it. See what happens. Tell us how you feel tomorrow. So funny. I love it. So my next dream is from Susan. And she said, "Dear Dream Team Thursday, I had a dream about birds. I found a hummingbird in a flower, heard its sound, picked up the flower. As soon as I felt it in my hand, the little guy flew out. Then it came back and looked at me. Then I played a game with a friend involving birds. We were carrying birds on our arms one at a time, and we let them fly. But the task was to steer them to a certain flower and have them land there. The birds always did as asked. Sometimes it took a while and we had to repeat directions. Before that dream part, I was in my childhood and said goodbye to my family. It was strange because I saw everyone as different people, but I recognized them still." Okay, first of all, the fact that you had a dream about a hummingbird is the hummingbird flapped its wings so fast. I don't know if any of you have ever been close enough to a hummingbird to hear it, but one day I was walking. My dad loved hummingbirds, and he used to see them. He never seen one in person yet, and he would see them on the Discovery Channel. Do you remember when cable first came out, for anybody who's old enough? But when cable first came out and they had these extra channels, one of them was called the Discovery Channel. I don't even know if it's still on now, but my dad's been gone since 2005, so 12 years ago. And obviously before that, before I came, so I want to say almost 30 years ago, he used to love coming home from work and watching the Discovery Channel, and they had something on hummingbirds, and he was beyond fascinated. So then one day, my dad's visiting in California, And while he's here, he's looking out of my picture window of my house, and he sees a hummingbird outside. And I have never seen my dad actually run, but that day he ran out the front door to try to see it in person. And he's like, I've never seen one in person. And he was fascinated by their speed, by their just how their beak was like as long as their body, how they managed to, just the physics of the bird itself. So anyway, this hummingbird was a point of fascination. And what you're finding here, hummingbirds, the only time you will see them slow down is when they're getting their food from a flower. Otherwise, they're going so fast you can't catch them. So one day I was walking, and I was going past the golf course by my house, like it was maybe two blocks down, and I'm walking, and there's this hummingbird just flippering around, and I'm like, oh, God, that's so cute. It reminds me of my dad, and, you know, I'm thinking like that. And all of a sudden, this hummingbird literally comes in front of my face and starts just, it just like stays in one place. And I thought, I know this is going to sound funny, but I thought it was going to peck my face. Like, I didn't know why and how it would just come and stand in front of me. And it didn't move for like, I don't know, it felt like a minute. Probably it was only 15 seconds, but it felt like a long time. And it's like fluttering really fast, and I could just literally see it. And I thought, God, this is so weird. And I was scared, but I stayed. And it didn't, you know, peck my face. So that's cool. But at the same time, I heard the velocity of its wings and how fast they were going. And I thought, wow, this isn't battery operated. It isn't a toy we created. This little thing is absolutely magnificent. Look at how it just holds itself in air like that without moving. It was moving to not move, if that makes sense. Its wings were moving like crazy so that it can stay still long enough to see what was in front of it. So the fact that you were found the hummingbird first in your dream, and you knew that if you just moved its food, it could move. What it's telling you is you can control your own movement in your life. That you can keep moving and still be still at the same time, and you'll be okay. Don't feel like you have to run all over the place and know everything right away. But take a moment to absorb, take a moment to enjoy, take a moment to think and plan. That's telling you, you can see everything. You have a lifetime. Your wings can fly you anywhere in life. But you don't need to rush it. Even the fastest moving thing, stop for a moment and take place before us. It's really interesting that what happens, just the fact that you saw the hummingbird, the rest of it just kind of fell into play of training birds and all of that, but that's really retraining you to know how to deal with freedom. Because the hummingbird is free. There's nothing that it doesn't know instinctively, and you have a very strong instinct, even to the point where you can tell who someone is even though they don't look the same in your dream. It's because your instinct is what's strong. So pay attention to the fact that it was a hummingbird, that it can move like crazy and still be in the same place, still make a change, still make a dent, still feed itself, still take care of itself. Pay attention to that part of it. I can't believe the time is up. I still had one small fragment of a dream, and I had my anonymous dream, which we'll mix it up for next week. I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow for Questions Friday. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.